light of God's covenant plan as a father for his family, but he also shows, you know, following his great mentor, St. Augustine, how the new is concealed in the old, and the old is revealed and fulfilled in the new. And so the New Testament writers are reading the Old Testament in light of the Christ event, but they're also explaining Christ in light of the Old Testament. And what he does, and he does it in a very unselfconscious way somehow, he vindicates the New Testament writers' reading of the Old Testament. So when we read the gospel account of how Jesus approaches the Jordan and John the Baptist declares the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, here and in so many other places, the New Testament writers don't just write biographies or historical chronicles. They're writing a kind of theological history.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make it less historical. If anything, it makes it more historical, especially the way that Pope Benedict treats it. And so I kind of extended this project out. He never had a chance to really pursue an academic career of academic research and publishing. I mean, he's been able to put out an inordinate amount, even more than those who are devoted full-time to scholarship as their career. And yet, you know, from the 70s on, he's been an archbishop, and he's been a cardinal and a prefect, and now the pope. So he's often expressed to his, you know, his close friends, you know, not the sadness. It's not as though he struggles to give consent to God's will, but a slight disappointment that he's not been able to pursue scholarship and theology the way he wanted to, and yet here he is, you know, doing so much. And what I'm trying to do is really to kind of build on what he's doing. Not only what he's doing, because what he's doing is really what Thomas Aquinas and St. Bonaventure, you know, what Augustine and the fathers were
yes.
doing, but just really showing that the you know, these days it's very unpopular to defend how it was St. Paul interpreted Christ in light of the Old Testament. Many scholars, I would say the majority, just assume that Paul exercised a kind of license as an apostle, throwing his weight around.